Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and talk some Oregon hoops. This victory at home against Long Beach State. Ducks are off until the trip to Michigan State Sunday. Oregon is at 3 in the AP poll. You can follow our guest on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. He's on the move as always. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, how are things?
Good, good. Just landed. I'm sitting here at the rental car facility. I didn't want to go get my car yet because, you know, you get down in those concrete tunnels, underground tunnels. I didn't know if I could get reception, so I'm sitting here in the lobby out here. But no worries, buddy.
Recruiting
time.
You are a considerate radio guest and a gentleman. Before we get to the game, the trip, off the victory Sunday, so you give your team a couple of days off. How important is that, Coach, during the grind of a season where you could just pick and choose, find those breaks to keep your team fresh?
Oh, I think it's great. It's a six-month marathon, Steve. You know, we start practice the 1st of October. We hope to be playing into April. So you do the math. That's a long, long season, and we've kind of got a short bench. And so, you know, I think anytime I give them some days off, I think that helps. We had a couple, I think three last week, and didn't show much rust on Sunday. And now it's finals. So, you know, I gave them today and tomorrow off. We'll probably go a little bit lighter on Wednesday and then pick things back up starting Thursday. But I think it's critical for these guys. You know, they play a lot. They got a lot on their plates. So a rest,
you know,
is good. And for the coach, too.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned you're out on the recruiting trail. And, you know, with football and, you know, the men's team and the women's team, I get a little confused. So where are we as far as recruiting for this next season?
In terms of, like, who we signed?
Well, I know who you've signed, but when is the cutoff, letter of intent day, you know, the
gotcha.
Key dates?
Yeah, the fall letter of intent day has come and gone, so we did sign those three who we think outstanding basketball players. But right now, I'm just out watching some of the younger kids on our recruiting list, always with an eye to the future. So I'm going to watch a game tonight, have a couple of meetings with coaches and administrators tomorrow at schools, and then watch another game tomorrow night. I'll be back in Eugene early Wednesday morning. So, yeah, a couple days off for the team really allow us to go out and see some future Ducks.
Nice. So, you're sitting at 7-0. You had really the one nail biter against Syracuse. Every other game has been 20 or more. So how are you and your staff feeling about where the team is? Because you're on the cusp of a really challenging road trip. And, you know, it's only about 4.5 weeks till Pac-12 play starts.
I know. It's amazing. It creeps up on you pretty quickly. Yeah, this road trip's going to be one of the toughest I think any team will take all year. South Dakota State, I checked their RPI today, it's like 20. And they're always good, and they are tough to play at home. And then Michigan State is 6-1 and playing well. Their only loss was at North Carolina State, and I think they're right in on the brink of getting into the top 10. So they're going to be big and physical, and, you know, it'll be tough. This will be a real challenge, but I think my team is excited for it. They want to be challenged. Yeah, I think that's how your team grows.
We're talking with Kelly Graves, talking Duck Hoops. So after one quarter against Long Beach State, you were up 8. Then in the second quarter, State made a bucket with 6 minutes left and a layup with 3 minutes left. 4 points. You forced 8 turnovers. I heard what Sabrina said, that the focus all week was just about that defensive effort. What was the mood in the locker room during halftime after you crank out a second quarter like that?
Oh, I think our team was pretty pleased. I thought we played well at both ends of the floor. That was a kind of a well-balanced, very well-played game. I think our defense is getting better. We're locking in. Now, granted, Long Beach State's not a great basketball team, but still, you know, we could have taken that for granted and gone out and just kind of gone through the motions. But we didn't, and I think that's a sign of a maturing team. Sabrina and Aaron, I think all those, you know, our leaders, they're talking defense, and we've got to get better. And I think over the last couple of weeks, we've shown that, Steve. I mean, we're an elite offensive team. There's no question about it. But, we got to continue to get better at the defensive end. And I think we did. We made strides in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I saw what you posted on Twitter. And, you know, sometimes you look at a box score and it's a wow. You know, in a normal full game, 19 points, 14 rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals. But in limited minutes, just how much of a force was Ruthie Hebert out there?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, she was incredible. She's been doing that for so long, you almost take it for granted. That's why I wanted to put it on Twitter and just make people appreciate, you know, what a great game she played. And she doesn't have the ball in her hands very often. So to have an impact like she did in lots of different ways. There were a couple of rebounds in the second half, Steve. She was up around the rim, maybe over the rim. I mean, it was she was kind of a beast that day. So it was a good game. You know, we only had 8 players. Everybody contributed. Everybody played a lot. And I would say everybody had a good game, you know, and those are the kind of efforts that you want.
You know, along the lines of what you just mentioned with Sabrina, it seems like every other game we see something rare, school records for assists, and sometimes with greatness, fans could become a little like ho-hum, and you mentioned with Ruthie, you see it so long. How important is it, do you think it's time to not take for granted what she does game in, game out, and how she's always committed to what she's going to do next?
Amen. And, you know, Steve, she is the most humble superstar you're going to find anywhere. I mean, she just goes about her business with a big smile and says thanks and please. And, you know, she just does the right thing. And it's so much fun to watch. And I think we should enjoy it and not take it for granted. You know, both those 2 elite players, plus Maite and Audie and the rest of the group, you know, if they were on the men's side, they'd be one and done. You wouldn't get a chance to appreciate them like you do on the women's side. And I think that's neat. You got to remember, they're both juniors, those two. They're still going to be around a little bit longer.
You know, obviously, as a high-level recruit, went to Notre Dame and was a key transfer, you expected a lot from Erin Boley, and now she's scored double figures in 6 of 7 games, 24 points in this one. As you and your staff talk about her, how satisfied are you with her progress, and I guess how she's kind of finding her role on this team?
Oh, I thought the game yesterday was big for her. I was happy to see her kind of go off. And, you know, she didn't just score from the 3-point line. You know, she scored off the dribble to the basket. She scored posting up. She scored on a putback. She scored on a cut, a really nice cut to the basket. So she's doing it in different ways, and that's what she can give us. So, some versatility. She still hasn't found her stroke. She's got an elite stroke. That's still coming, but, you know, she hadn't played for 18 months, and she's still just 7 games in with a brand new team and just a sophomore. So she's, you know, that was great to see, and hopefully she can just continue to progress.
A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves so we can get him into his rental car.
Something good for me, man. I got to go through the mountains, so I have a little drive ahead of me. So hopefully, and I know it's been snowing, so hopefully they have an SUV.
I was going to say, think security and safety, Coach. When you score 110 points and, you know, have that kind of second quarter and win by 62, what do you say to your team in the locker room after?
Yeah, you know, I praised them. I said it was a good job. You know, we don't run the score up either. You've seen us play. We're not full court pressing kind of team, and you get a bunch of steals and layups and press some more. We're not like that. We're just very efficient. My goodness, we shot 60% from the field. You know, we come down, we execute our stuff. So 110 points is actually a lot for us. But no, I just honestly was just pleased with the whole effort and the workmanship with which they played and competed. And you know, it just didn't look past these guys. We talk all the time. We respect all opponents. We fear none. You got to respect every team that comes into your gym because you just never know. Our kids played like professionals.
You know, you glossed over it earlier, but like I said, Michigan State Sunday, noon game, ESPN2. Then you mentioned that very interesting game at South Dakota State. It just seems like the way the schedule has worked out, it's a great way to continue to kind of grow, accept some of these great challenges because of, you know, what you have left in the non-conference before Pac-12 play.
We've got as tough a stretch as anybody in the country over the next three games. I mean, think about that. Michigan State, South Dakota State, and then, oh, yeah, we get to come home and play Mississippi State on the 18th. Two of those games are ESPN, so, you know, the Michigan State game, our fans can see that. South Dakota State, man, I've played there. They pack the place. The students are right behind the bench and above the bench. So when you draw a play out, they can see it. And I remember playing there once, and they're yelling at me, "Coach, that won't work. That won't work." It's a tough. I mean, they are into it, and they have a great, great basketball team. Look their record up over the last 10 years. Be pretty impressed. So this is going to test our club, and if we can get through this stretch in a positive way, I got good things about this season. I think it could go real well for us.
All right, folks, he's Kelly Graves on Twitter at GoDucksKG. Coach, always fun talking. Look forward to it, chatting you up on Monday. Do us all a favor. You be safe out there and make
Will
it back.
Do.
And we'll look forward to catching up next week.
Okay, I hope so.
All right, take it easy, Kelly. Talk to you soon.